Concussions are a big topic in sports these days. This year, the NFL has new rules that will let medical staff stop the game if they think they see a head injury. Now, the NFL has given $2.5 million so the University of Washington can start up a new institute to study concussions. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has details.
Zachary Leisted had a concussion while playing football at age 13. He ignored the injury and kept playing. That left him with a permanent brain injury. That was almost 10 years ago. Today, he advises young athletes not to make the same mistake.
If they don't take the time to heal the concussion, something very catastrophic could happen.
But Leisted still loves football. NFL official Jeff Miller says, we can't let concussions scare us away from football.
Well, there's risk in everything. Football's a contact sport. Many sports are. Players are going to get injured from time to time. The real question is, what is the value of participation in the sport versus the risk associated with it?
The new institute is partly about studying concussions, but it's also about advocacy and figuring out how to get teams to play sports more safely. Richard Ellenbogen will help lead the institute. He says his job is not to promote football.
If this were just about football, I wouldn't do it. It's got to be about soccer and rugby and equestrian.
And just falling down and hitting your head. As for the $2.5 million from the NFL, Ellenbogen says that's just seed money. He wants to raise about $10 million more from private donations. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.